So hello, 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 a massive hello to everybody. Hope everybody's having a great day wherever you are, whatever you may be doing. 50 Pips rocking and rolling here, 3rd of May, 2021. Let's do this, guys. So basically going into the week, what we'd be looking at, well, a couple of interesting things. We got Bitcoin futures launched this week. You know, we're going into May. We officially ended the best 6 months of the year. We've got some very interesting seasonal trends going into this month. So I'd clearly encourage you to focus on that and look at those, especially in the context of DXY, right? Again, we'll have to see what happens. The most important thing is we've been discussing is to watch how stocks and risk trades through earnings, right? Through FOMC, not how they build into that, because how they build into it is fairly classic, right? You tend to get the FOMC drift. You get to get the earnings pump, right? In the expectation for free money for those gap ups. But as we've seen, go back and look at the Fang Man chart, go look at Netflix, go look at Amazon, go look at Twitter, go look at Apple, go look at Microsoft, right? You can see that basically the market has gone through this this drift and pump on strong seasonal April, right? Traditionally strongest month of the year. And then we're drifting lower, right? We've unable to catch that MOMO. So everything continues to point to the fact that we've got some kind of distributive action at top, and we're forming some kind of a short-term top. Instead of trying to make things more complex or focusing on crystal balls, as far as the equities are concerned, as we said, you know, focus on the 4,200 level on the ES, focus on the 2,300 level on Russell, focus on the 14,000 level on NASDAQ. Use those as bull bear lines, as bullish above, bearish below. That's the same thing as 91.30s on DXY, 120 on the euro, right? And euro is another great example. We've been posting the chart on Twitter to, you know, pump all the way through, takes out that descending trend line, fails, beautiful false breakout. And again, everything points to the fact of coming back into that pivotal level, which is the 120. So, you know, market has been fairly technical here, and we have to see how this continues this week, in an interesting week, because, you know, we've got Powell speaking, we've got the PMIs, we've got RBA, ISM, we got, you know, non-farm payroll. So it'll be very interesting. But here the message is still, you know, nimble around those pivotal levels and careful if you're all in on risk. Wishing everybody an awesome week ahead. Take care. Bye-bye, guys.